You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
Former Greens MP Darlene Tanner has been under investigation and public scrutiny after allegations of migrant worker exploitation emerged at eCycles, a business owned by Tanner's husband. After the allegations surfaced, Tanner was dismissed from the Green Party but maintained her innocence, saying she had limited involvement in her husband's business and that the allegations made against her were false. In response, an independent investigation into the allegations and Tanner's involvement in her husband's business was launched, which the Green Party released an executive summary of last week. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Green Party MP Ricardo Menendez March to discuss the executive summary, its findings, as well as Tanner's response. Can you tell us about the outcome and findings of the Green Party's investigation into Darlene Tanner?
The executive summary is now public, and what the executive summary and the report makes it really, really clear is that Darlene wasn't up front with our co-leaders when it came to the incredibly serious allegations into migrant exploitation, an issue which is core to the Green Party's work.
Can you tell us about how the investigation was carried out and what pieces of evidence were used to come to the conclusion of the investigation?
I mean, look, the investigation has been widely reported took several months, and it included interviews with witnesses, including Darlene herself. I think part of the evidence includes, you know, as the report details, WhatsApp messages, sort of like, you know, receipts, basically, a piece of information as such, but also the interviews and accounts from different people themselves. And the investigator concluded that, basically, that Darlene's evidence had been inconsistent, and that ultimately, for us as caucus, we felt incredibly disappointed that it had been made really, really clear that Darlene had effectively lied to the co-leaders when it came to responding to the serious allegations.
Was there any particular piece of evidence that was particularly damning for Darlene?
People can see the report for themselves, and I think there's not just one incident, but it's about the several instances in which Darlene did not declare to the party or to the co-leaders issues in relationship to, you know, as media has reported, brushes with the police in relationship with the migrants, which happened during the election year. But at the end of the day, I think it's about a pattern of behavior and actions which are inconsistent with the standards that we would expect from an MP.
Despite the findings of the investigation, Darlene is continuing to maintain her innocence and has gone on to say that the Greens effectively isolated her and that no duty of care was taken. How would you respond to that?
Like, we simply disagree with those assertions, and the report made it incredibly clear, despite what Darlene did choose to say, that she was not upfront with the co-leaders when it comes to incredibly serious allegations, which go at the core of the work that we do as a party and that I do myself as an immigration spokesperson for the Greens. And ultimately, we followed an incredibly long, arduous, and often very involved process that I think was more than sufficient to establish that Darlene was not upfront with the co-leaders. Allegations that, as I said, go to the core of the work we do.
Was Darlene given the ability to respond to the allegations and findings of the investigation? And if so, did the Greens take this into account?
Yes, she did. Darlene has held the draft report for almost a fortnight, and she had the chance to respond to the findings of the report. She also had the chance to present to caucus on her findings, and caucus did take that into account because the report that we obtained, that we got to read, incorporated Darlene's response to the draft, and at the same time, the report still made it incredibly clear to us that Darlene had not been upfront with the co-leaders when it came to those very serious allegations.
Following up on this, Darlene said that there were two other parties involved in recruitment and managing the company's payroll that weren't interviewed, and other parties that weren't connected to the events at the shop who were. How would you respond to that? Would you say this was a fair investigation?
It was a fair investigation and a thorough one at that. And I guess what I don't want to get caught is on a tit-for-tat with Darlene's deflection on what she thought should have been or not in the report, because either way, what was in the report was enough for us to make a judgment. The receipts and messages that we, for example, used as evidence were sufficient for us to establish that she hadn't disclosed things that she should have to the co-leaders, not just when she signed up to be a candidate, but when she was questioned by the co-leaders on the nature of extremely serious allegations. So the key message here continues to be that despite what Jolene may be saying, the right thing for her and for everyone else to do would be for her to resign. Because otherwise, she will just keep actually adding to collateral damage and undermining important kaupapa that she herself can still hold.
Despite the findings of the investigation and Darlene's dismissal from the party, she has expressed her intentions to carry on as an independent MP and even return to Parliament this week. Will the Greens be taking any further action in response to this?
Members are discussing the potential use of the party hopping legislation, and these are all live conversations that our membership has had, because we have a grassroots democratic party that means membership actually is more than able to initiate these discussions. But so far, we have yet to make a decision on how we will proceed, if at all, with that piece of legislation.
Has the decision to dismiss Darlene from the Greens and any of the other actions taken against her been partially influenced by public pressure and scrutiny towards the party?
No, because at the end of the day, the nature of the allegations go to the core of the work we do, right? The allegations were of the nature of migrant exploitation, and quite serious migrant exploitation at that. What we sought to find out is whether Darlene had been upfront with us when it came to those allegations, and the report made it crystal clear that there were several incidents that we know for a fact happened that she did not report, that she should have reported, and that she didn't come clean to us and wasn't upfront with us when the co-leaders tried to have a conversation with her on the nature of this allegation to find a way forward, effectively betraying the trust of our party.
The Greens have been longtime advocates for migrant workers in Aotearoa and their rights, but has this saga with Darlene impacted the party's relationship with migrant workers and advocacy groups?
We continue holding onto those relationships, and I take it upon myself to continue nurturing those relationships. This is why Darlene cannot remain as an MP in Parliament. Not being able to be upfront about really serious allegations of migrant exploitation undermines the work that she herself has claimed to uphold by attending rallies and public meetings on migrant exploitation. I would expect any MPs that are facing allegations of migrant exploitation to be able to work collaboratively and honestly with the party, and that has not happened yet.
Lastly, I just wanted to ask, as an immigration spokesperson for the Greens yourself and an advocate for migrants and migrant workers before you joined the party, how have the allegations and subsequent investigation made you feel personally?
It has been incredibly disappointing to have to go through this and to then find out that a colleague of mine has not been able to be honest and upfront in relationship to extremely serious allegations of migrant exploitation. My expectations would have been that any MP, not just from the Greens, but of any political party, would be able to be upfront with their co-leaders when it came to these incredibly serious allegations that damage the trust that migrant workers have on institutions such as Parliament, which has traditionally failed migrant workers already.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.